on missile defense, how to stem the flow of arms into the Gaza Strip, and expediting the training of Palestinian security forces in the West Bank. Gates will follow up his talks with Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak. Mark Thomas, IRN, USA Radio News.
A military training jet crashed in California's Mojave Desert near Edwards Air Force Base Thursday, killing one of the two crew members. A base spokesman said the T-38 Talon went down at 1:15 Pacific time Thursday afternoon, about 9 miles north of the base. A second crew member was reportedly airlifted to a hospital with undisclosed injuries. Airlines are concerned about the recent increase in oil prices. USA Today reports both Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, say they cannot afford a repeat of last summer's oil prices. That's when oil prices spiked to almost $150 a barrel. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN, USA Radio News.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, of course, testified before Congress, has worked in the Reagan administration, Department of Education, does research work for people who are trying to anticipate what's going on in the future, but he's taught at the college level. But he also, of course, is one of the most prolific writers and researchers we have, and it's a real pleasure to call him a friend. Dr. Cuddy, what are we going to be talking about today? The latest article there at News with Views?
That's right.
Okay, pick up the story.
Well, this title is The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, Part 3. And there'll be at least a Part 4. We'll see how far this goes, but as usual, at the beginning of these columns that I write, I try and include a contemporary note regarding something of current interest, not simply historical, although the secret Nazi plan is moving forward today, which is current. And in this case, there have been recent talks for the need for a single global currency to solve this crisis, this economic crisis, which everybody says, well, it's a global crisis, so you need global solutions, which just happens to be, or probably doesn't just happen to be, the new name for the World Federalist Association that joined with another group, and now they're called Global Solutions. Just in time for the current crisis, which requires a global solution, as if they did not see it coming. And so the single global currency is something that they've been talking about in the press recently. And among the people I've mentioned before, the Russians, Chinese, French, so on, is a Professor Hossein Askari of Georgetown University. That's the same institution that Carol Quigley, the author of Tragedy and Hope, used to teach at that institution where Bill Clinton attended university and from which he became a Rhodes Scholar. And so Professor Askari wrote recently, and it's not quoted now, you know, in the Washington Post, which is Georgetown is in Washington, D.C. It's no, you have to go to Asia Times Online for this. And Professor Ascari says, quote, the only sure way to stabilize the world economy is to create a world central bank and a single reserve currency. Now, this particular entity, this global currency I mentioned before about the plan from 1988 about something called the Phoenix, which was planned for beginning around 2018, so it will be an extremely important step on the way to the planned world socialist government, which is the power elite's ultimate goal, and they bring it about, or will bring it about, by linking up regional economic unions. And in that regard, I mentioned another quote less than a couple of months ago in an article titled, Mexico's Fox touts EU-like integration for the Americas. And that was in the San Antonio Express from March 28th because he was speaking there on the day before March 27th this year, former Mexican President Vicente Fox. And when he was speaking in San Antonio, quote, expressed the hope that Canada, the United States, and Mexico, indeed the rest of Latin America, would function like the European Union, he stated. And he continued saying, my vision is to speed up the process of further integration among the nations. And so it's not just the North American Union, but ultimately, in this case, the regional economic union would be of all the Americas, North America, Central America, and South America, and that they would function like the European Union. And he sees his role in all of this is to speed up this process of further integration among the nations. Recently, they've been using what are called special drawing rights, which were originally formed, I think, back in the late 60s, 68, 69, for a particular purpose. And special drawing rights aren't really a currency, but they're functioning like a currency, and I would imagine that they're being used as a prelude to the global currency, which we have recently heard and will hear even more, should be administered by the Bank for International Settlement. Some people have said the IMF, but that's probably not going to happen that way. It would be probably, I think, the Bank for International Settlements, which is the world central bank of all of the central banks of the nations. Our Federal Reserve is in there, Bundesbank, Bank of Japan, and so on. And so they will probably crank out this Phoenix. They may call it something else, but since they've already come up with this Phoenix, you know, which is appropriate, it shows the Phoenix bird. And the Phoenix, of course, is supposed to rise from the ashes. You know, we have these ashes of a global crisis in the world, you know, in economic chaos. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, this economic savior comes along, the Phoenix bird rising from the ashes to save us. So anyway, it's going to be portrayed as the answer to our problems, and so that's probably the way that's going to play out. So anyway, in terms of the note that I have at the beginning of the article about contemporary issues, that's what that contains. Now, the main body of the article that I wrote about the parallel and the secret Nazi plan starts off referring to my previous columns where I have referred to American official Sumner Wells, his book called The Time for Decision, which was published in 1944 and written in 43. So the point in mentioning the dates there is that this is long before the Nazis are obviously going to be defeated. There are inklings that they're not doing well, but it's really not until toward the end, actually, the Battle of Bastogne, that it's very clear that it's over for them. So up until then, you know, there's still this possibility they'll win. So the point is there's the secret Nazi plan developed long before that. Now, whenever I mention this to people, I was talking one time to a Holocaust survivor out in Nebraska, and he said what's typical of most people, they say, well, okay, those Nazis from World War II, they're either dead or too old to pose a real threat, so there's no problem. And so what I reiterate is the importance of that part of what Wells said about this secret Nazi plan that he indicated can only partially be revealed. at that time, and that was his statement that the German general staff, quote, made detailed plans for a later renewal of its attempt to dominate the world when the favorable moment arrives, perhaps two generations from now, end quote. Which obviously means that the plan had to include succession. In other words, you have these original Nazi agents going underground into two successive countries, such as to Switzerland and then France or wherever. But they would, at some point, let's say they're 30 or 40 years old, they would reach 60 or 70, be it time for retirement. And so when you have in two generations, that means there has to be part of this plan at its origin. Who will succeed them? How will we find people, Nazis, or people we would bring up as Nazis, train as Nazis, to succeed this first generation of Nazis who went underground in the early 1940s? And so that's what people apparently miss, because two generations would be about now. And these individuals are right when they say, well, the original Nazis are dead, you know, or too old to pose a threat. But the point is, the plan involved succession right from the get-go. And so what I mentioned in an earlier column is an example of such a Nazi. His name was Paul Dickopf, D-I-C-K-O-P-F, who went underground in the autumn of 1942. Now, that's less than a year after we entered the war, way before they're obviously going to lose. So we'll pick up after the break.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about the Nazi secret plan. And there are lots of secret organizations out there that you're not going to hear about. But, of course, they all seem to have the same goal, world domination. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkeleyite Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about the secret Nazi plan. So go right ahead, Dennis.
Okay, well, I had mentioned Paul Dickoff, a Nazi agent. He was with their counterintelligence service, which is called ABWEHR, A-B-W-E-H-R. And I mentioned that before, how he went underground in the autumn of 1942. And I had also mentioned that he became head of Interpol from 1968 to 72, which would be an extremely important position for a Nazi to be in, to keep tabs on everybody in the world. But what I would encourage your listeners to do is, after I say something like that, after the program goes off, to actually think about these things and how they would happen. For example, it's one thing for me to say, okay, he goes underground in 42, it becomes Interpol in 68 to 72, and people say, oh, isn't that interesting? Now, let's move along. Well, no, let's don't move along. Let's think, just think about that for a minute. Now, why are we thinking on that, about that? Well, because it is one of those keys to understanding who really runs things. I didn't say right then about the power elite runs everything, but I've said it in the past. And this is a key as to how that happens. For example, when this show goes off, if you actually sit there and think about this one point, there's lots of points in here you can do this about, because I have to abbreviate stuff. But think about how a Nazi agent gets to be head of Interpol in 1968 for 4 years until I think he died in 72, otherwise he may have continued. Think about that. In this sense, let's say you're living in San Francisco or somewhere, it doesn't matter, any city, and you're the chief of police, and somebody comes along to you and says, hi, I want to, you know, work for the police department. Well, chances are you do a really good background check on them, right? I mean, chances are you do that. You don't just say, sure, whatever, come on, you know, we'll take it. And you do a background. I mean, you want to be sure that this person has some sort of track record. You want to see their education. You want to see their training. You want to see where their experience was. You may want to give them some sort of testing procedure, physical, mental soundness. You don't want some wacko joining your San Francisco or, you know, Dallas or Phoenix, wherever it is, police department. So you're going to do all kinds of tests. You don't want somebody from the mob infiltrating the San Francisco police department. You don't want some kind of agent of a drug lord from, you know, south of the border infiltrating your police department. You're very, very careful about who you let into your police department, especially if they become a high-level person. So just think about that in terms of how this Nazi gets to be head of Interpol from 68 to 72. There have to be a whole lot of things greased for him to rise to that status. There has to be a whole lot of people, let's call them the power elite, saying, you will take this guy as head of Interpol. We will facilitate his rise to this position. You know, you don't question this. You just go along with him doing this. It's the same sort of thing I mentioned at the beginning of the program about the Bank for International Settlements. In a previous column I had on the Nazis and the secret plan, I mentioned how the Nazis really controlled the Bank for International Settlements during the late 30s and 40s. Now, there was an American who was actually the chairman or whatever, but the Nazi members would sit down there, and I mentioned this before, they'd decide how the gold that the Nazis had confiscated would be, you know, deposited for the bankers who were involved. And so the Nazis controlled that. And so you need to have you need to entertain the thought that maybe Interpol really hasn't been this pristine, pure, virtuous organization in the world. Now, let me hesitate. I'm not saying everybody in Interpol is some sort of Nazi. But the point is, if a Nazi can rise to the head of Interpol, somebody has to have some power over that organization that at least facilitates that and ignores his past. And so while they may not be all Nazis in Interpol, the point is if the power elite is in control, they will have lots of people, some people probably really nice people, hardworking, intelligent, honest people. They probably will have them. But at the same time, if the power elite is in control of something, they will see to it that somebody like a Paul Dickoff is allowed to get to that high a position. So anyway, that's I'm filling in between the lines rather than just saying, well, this guy went underground in 42 and he becomes head of Interpol in 68. You have to think how these things can happen. So moving along, there was a book, another book, the same year, 1944, as Sumner Wells' Time for Decision. And this is one by a Kurt Reiss, R-I-E-S-S, and it's called The Nazis Go Underground. And Reiss was an escapee of their rule. You know, he gets out in the dark of night and so forth. He was a journalist, a respected journalist over in Europe, and he was covering, you know, here come the Nazis and so forth and so on. And in the early days, this is back in the 30s, and they're coming, you know, I can't stand it, I have to depart and sneak my way out of here, and so on. So he comes over to the U.S., among other places, and he's a journalist. But he still has ties back in those nations that the Nazis are now moving into and occupying and so on. And so he has his sources. All journalists have these secret sources. So he has his sources, and he writes this book about the Nazis Go Underground. And he finds out that it was on the morning of November 9 of 1942. Now, remember, I've just mentioned Dickoff in 42. On the morning of November 9 of 1942, that Hitler's Reichsfuhrer SS, Heinrich Himmler, was in his private office in the Brown House. There's different houses, the Red House, the Brown House, so on. In the Brown House in Munich. And he says, this is Himmler, the head of the SS, very elite group, and he's also a cultist. He says, all right, all of my lieutenants out. He moves all of his main lieutenants around him, you know, all of his trusted allies. He says, out, 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 out. And only Himmler and Martin Bormann, the head of the Nazi party, are in this private office in the Brown House. And what happens is Himmler confides to Bormann. He says, you know, and this is 1942. It's less than a year since the U.S. has even entered the war, and long before the Battle of Bastogne, where the Nazis are for sure going to lose, long before that. This is what I mean when I say in previous programs that there was a plan for a loss early on. Okay. So when he confides to Bormann, he says, look, we may have to capitulate militarily. We may have to do that. But then he says, quote, never must the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nazi Party, capitulate. And he goes on and says, that is what we have to work for from now. In other words, Himmler, while he's going through the motions of the military, you know, he, at that moment, early on, is already saying their main objective, what they're really going to have to work for, is not so much a military victory as the maintenance and expansion of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nazi Party, from then on.
All right, we're going to be back in just a couple of moments here as soon as we get through this break with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And ladies and gentlemen, there are all sorts of plans behind the scenes just as there are now for our future. We'll be right back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, if you don't read his articles at World Affairs Brief, why, you're missing a great deal. And I keep them all on file, a great source of information, great source of reference. We do carry a number of Dr. Cuddy's books through Radio Liberty, his books on mental health screening, his books on Secret Records Revealed, or Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. It's a very short version of his original book, Secret Records Revealed, but it goes into the background of the fact that there really is a conspiracy out there. We have his timeline for the New World Order for Education, and we have his Road to Socialism, which is a must-reading book. So if you'd like to get any of these, of course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But why don't you just pick up from there, Dennis?
Well, actually, I'm going to take a little detour, given what you just said. If somebody wants a primer, something useful to use when talking to others who are skeptical about the world government conspiracy, I'd recommend any of the books that I've written that Radio Liberty carries. But that little book, Conspiracy, subtitle, Secret Records Revealed, is very useful because it's small, it's not very expensive, it's rather inexpensive, and it really has two parts to it. The first two-thirds of that book is a series of questions and answers. It's like a work of fiction, but the quotes are real. It's fictional in the sense of there is this historian and the skeptic, and the skeptic is talking to the historian, who says there's this power lead, and Carol Quigley and the Tragedy and Hope and Cecil Rhodes and his secret society and things like that. And then the skeptic is saying, Cecil Rhodes may have had this group, but you would have to show me X, Y, and Z. And then the historian does that. He quotes from Quigley, shows how Quigley has the secret documents. And then the skeptic says something like, I would have to see after Rhodes died how that affected the U.S. And so then the historian says, Woodrow Wilson said there's a group of people so powerful, so interlocked, and it uses the real quotes by Woodrow Wilson, FDR, people. The quotations are real. They really exist. The thing is fictional only in the sense that there is no historian and skeptic as such having this conversation. But the point is, it gives you, the listener, the reader, a useful tool to talk to people, to introduce them to what's going on, maybe even buy several copies of it and hand it to them, because that way they, the skeptic, can have their own questions answered in a logical, sequential form. That's the first two-thirds of that little book. It's only about 50 pages. The last one-third of it I titled Looking Backward, like Edward Bellamy's book of the late 1800s looked at the year 2000 backwards towards the late 1800s. What I do is look at the year 2100 backwards and show how the power elite comes to the fore. And once again, what I do is give more or less what I see coming, and some of them, since this was written in the mid-90s, that I wrote in the mid-90s, has already come to pass. I mentioned how it's being written by the Order. I call them the Order. It's like Big Brother. The people who control the New World Order, I call them the Order. And there's a historian, I portray it like that, as writing their history in the year 2100 looking backwards. And he's saying, and it's 1995, and he's saying in 2100, looking backwards, he looks back to the year, say, 1998, like that. And he says, it was very simple to get people to do what we wanted to in terms of how they ate and how they conducted their lives. All we did was we had instituted in supermarkets these mechanisms to find out what they ate and so on. And we had these ways of monitoring their exercise. And, of course, people wouldn't voluntarily do it. So what we did, we said, medical costs are rising, health care crisis. We got to go up on the insurance premiums for you. We're going to double your insurance premium so that annually instead of paying $3,000 a year, you got to pay $6,000 or $10,000, some really high amount. However, we will keep it low if you voluntarily eat what we tell you to eat, and exercise when we tell you to exercise, and how, and so forth. And so the people say, well, I don't want to pay $10,000 a year in health insurance, so, okay, I will voluntarily eat the diet that you told me is going to be good for me and do the exercises and when you tell me to do them and so on and so on. And then, lo and behold, 10 years later, after I wrote this in the mid-90s, around 2004 or so forth, sure enough, that's what insurance companies were starting to do. And so the book goes like that, and there's a lot of material in there that I put a schedule for 2025, and, you know, we'll see if it happens. And I use as the basis things that we actually know are occurring, being able to monitor people and where they go, and British Telecom has this device, and they can actually make sound and visual images appear from the air. I mean, they can do this already, and so I project that and show, you know, when that happens as part of this pattern by which over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years or so, the order, as I call them, come to control things. So it gives you both a good historical background in a way to show a skeptic to whom you're talking as to whether this stuff is really happening. And then if the skeptic or you, the reader, listener, want to see what's going to happen, it shows you that as well using really, really good documentation as well. I give examples of there have already been tests on Soledad prison prisoners implanting something that they take them down to the medical, you know, to give them a routine exam. They're put under sedation. Then there's a little implant put in their forehead behind the eye that can literally sort of control them, their emotions, make them angry or happy or whatever like that. Now, you don't see that on ABC, NBC, CBS, Washington Post. You don't see it, but they already have been doing that. And so when I'm talking about the future, I put it in that way, of how the order, you know, caused this to happen. And, of course, we did it with prisoners first. I put it that way. Before the general population, this was instituted with them, and it was very, very useful as far as this historian of the order is writing in the year 2100. So it gives you a past look, and it gives you a future look at as to where we're headed. And so I, for your listeners who want sort of a primer as to what has happened and what's likely to come out in the future, I'd recommend they purchase that particular little booklet called Conspiracy, subtitled Secret Records Reveal from Radio Liberty. All right, now, back to what I was saying about this, the Nazi Party. It's very clear from 1942 when Himmler is talking to Bormann, that Himmler, head of the SS, is already shifting gears. What they're doing is, in the 30s, you had the Nazi Party put its key members into the military to proceed towards a victory. What Himmler starts doing at this time is taking them out of the military, backing them off back into the party, and becoming part of this secret plan, because he says, Himmler is telling the Bormann secretly, he's removed all of his top aides, he's just talking to Bormann now, and he tells him that, he says, that the preservation of the Nazi Party, it must never capitulate. The party, our goals, National Socialism must never capitulate. Quote, that is what we have to work for from now, from 1942. So that's where Himmler's efforts are going. It's not like he's doing nothing militarily, but this is where his concentration is with this plan he has. So Himmler is one of these, you know, organizers and planners, the master organizer and planner. Every little detail, everything right down to the last detail regarding the Nazis going underground and spreading throughout the world to fulfill their plan, perhaps in two generations. He's really concentrating on that aspect of the Nazi effort. Preliminary work and planning was done by Himmler at the Gestapo building in the what's called Prince Albrechtstrasse, Strasse means street, in Berlin. And the major underground Nazi movement began a few months later, the major part of it, May 16th, 1943, at 11 Königsallee in Berlin under SS generals. There were two of them, Werner Heißmeier and Fritz Kaltenbrunner.
So long-term planning for the future. And, of course, are those organizations out there? I think there are lots of organizations out there working towards the establishment of the New World Order, the New World Religion, and intense hatred of Christianity. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, three respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're back for the last 3 minutes here, or last 6 minutes of this segment of the program. Dennis, you pick it right up from there.
Okay. Well, I had mentioned Kurt Reese in his 1944 book, The Nazis Go Underground. And he also revealed that, quote, the Nazi underground organization in Argentina is, this is 1944, is all set up and waiting impatiently for the go-ahead signal. Almost the same may be said of the numerous collaborators in the United States, end quote. So here we have in 44, probably he's writing in 43, that Himmler has already got Argentina all set up, right, and waiting for the go-ahead. And this isn't something you just snap your fingers and it happens. There has to be a lot of planning, a lot of people in place, a lot of money, and so on. And he says almost the same thing may be said of the numerous collaborators in the United States. And so this here is at the height of the war in the U.S., mobilizing our effort, saving our tinfoil, the whole bit, we've got, quote, numerous collaborators in the U.S. for this plan, which is a plan for a loss, a plan for the fruition of the Nazis, super Third Reich to come about later in two generations. There's another author that Joe Farrell that Dr. Stan has had on. He's the author of at least a couple of books. One's the SS Brotherhood of the Bell, and he also authored the Nazi International. He said that Bormann, this is the person that Himmler was confiding to there in 1942 in November. He said, Joe Farrell said, Bormann had shifted $800 million in Nazi assets to Argentina, which was then used as a great power leverage with Western banks. Okay, so think about that. It's in the 1940s, long before they lose, $800 million in assets. Now, $800 million back then, it's like back then you could buy a loaf of bread for, say, a nickel. And now it'll cost you maybe a couple of bucks to buy a loaf of bread. So $800 million then is, perhaps worth $50 billion today. Now we're talking a sizable chunk of money here. So already, just to this one country, just to Argentina, Bormann has shifted what the equivalent of about $50 billion in Nazi assets to Argentina. Forget the rest of the world, just Argentina. You got $50 billion in terms of today's dollars assets. And, of course, he says, Joe Farrell said that was used as a great power leverage with Western banks. I mean, think about that. Think about you have at your disposal $50 billion. They will be groveling. The bankers would be groveling at your feet. Oh, yes, please, tell us what you want. We will help you. And so think about that in terms of over the last 60 years or so. Think about the influence, the leverage that all that money could have in Western banks. I will deposit it with you. I won't deposit it with your bank. There's a tremendous amount of leverage with Western banks just from that one country alone, Argentina. All right, now in Europe, we're leaving South America. In Europe, according to a person named Adam Labore, and this was in an article in the Daily Mail, that's out of England, Daily Mail, May 9th, just a few days ago, May 9th, 2009. The article is titled, Revealed, the Secret Report that Shows How the Nazis Planned a Fourth Reich in the EU. So this article is focusing on Europe and how they were planned. They're part of their secret plan that would come about through the EU, the European Union. And he goes on and says there was a secret meeting at the Maison Rouge Hotel. Maison is house, Rouge is red. Remember that brown house in Himmler? Now they got this red house. Maison Rouge Hotel in Strasbourg. And that meeting took place on August 10 of 1944, where the Nazi officials ordered an elite group of German industrialists to plan for the Nazis' return to power in a Fourth Reich. In other words, forget the military. Forget the military victory. We're planning for a later return to power in a Fourth Reich. Where does this stuff come from? He says, Adam Labore, he says, this information was provided in a U.S. military intelligence report known as the Red House Report. That's what Maison Rouge means, Red House. And it was code, the letters are EW hyphen, capital P as in Peter, little a, 128. That's a U.S. military intelligence report, and that was written simultaneously with a meeting, November of 1944, and it was written by a French spy who was at the Strasbourg meeting where this planning was going on. It's a spy, French spy. Labore, the author of this article, writes that, quote, powerful Nazi-era bankers, industrialists, and civil servants worked for a new cause, European economic and political integration, end quote. So at this one meeting, they were planning how the secret plan would develop in Europe through the development of the, European Economic Community and then, of course, the European Union. So when you look at the European Union, It didn't happen by accident. Now, you of course, you say, oh, well, the European Union, Economic Community, that was Jean Monnet back in the 20s. Well, yeah, that's true. But who was Monet's lawyer? John J. McCloy, who I've mentioned many times before. John J. McCloy is an agent of the Paralee. So early on, this plan for a European Union was being developed. For example, by the Nazis on September 11, 1940. All right, September 1140. This is over a year before the U.S. is in the war. Over a year before that. Reich propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels delivers a speech. The speech is titled, The Europe of the Future. And he's given this talk to Czech, that's like Czechoslovakia, Czech intellectual workers and journalists, and he states, this is Goebbels early on, way early, 1940, quote, I am convinced that in 50 years, see, less like that two generations, right? Two generations, the secret plan. I am convinced that in 50 years, people will no longer think in terms of countries. Now think about that. This is a Nazi, and he's not even going to think in terms of Germany. I mean, that's what that means. I'm not going to be thinking in terms of Germany. They're no longer going to be thinking in terms of countries. Goebbels says, in those days, people will think in terms of continents. No single European nation can, in the long run, be allowed to stand in the way of the general process of organization, end quote. So no single nation is going to be operating. It'll be a continent. In other words, like a North American Union, you know, European Union, and so forth.
Oh, Planet A, Dennis, we're out of time. We'll have to pick this up next week. It's fascinating. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy Dr. Cuddy. I know I had somebody call in this morning just chatting with him off the air, and he told me how much he enjoyed Dennis, and I told him I always enjoy Dennis. There's such a wealth of information there. And do you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are forces working behind the scenes that most people have no idea of? You know, that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret. And then you need to read certainly many of the little pamphlets we put together based on our newsletters on the occult hierarchy, on We Are a Republic, on the foreknowledge 911, and then 911, what really happened. They're all available up there, and we do hope that you want to get them. We have one on Congressman Ron Paul. It certainly gives you a tremendous background of what's happening, you know, from the banking point of view, and certainly his questioning what happened when he questioned Alan Greenspan. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be on the 6th and 7th of June, and you can make a reservation by simply going onto the Internet and looking up conspiracycon.com. www.conspiracycon.com. If you need a telephone number, of course, you can call our 800 number, and the girls there will give it to you. And then, of course, remember our all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 25th of October. Got to be a great conference, and hope you can come. Well, we have, of course, many other things at Radio Liberty you're not going to be able to find elsewhere. Certainly the book on satanic crimes, and, of course, the four-tape set on satanic crimes, a four-CD set. You want to get those DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the three-hour, the four-hour, the ten-hour version, because the same thing's happening in politics that happened in the music industry where people have made a deal with the devil. And then, of course, we have, of course, the great DVDs. We hope you want to get them on The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone and the Eye of the Phoenix. That's the three-part series. You can get them separately or get them all together at a specially reduced price. If you really want to understand about the secret society that controlled America from 1921 until 1973 when the Trilateral Commission took over, well, you need to get Professor Quigley's long-suppressed book, but now available, Tragedy.